Right. Staff report. And Gail's going to be last, and I'm going to remember this time.
Well, we'll see.
We had our second CICERA open enrollment yesterday, so it's, we had a kickoff meeting where we had some of the healthcare providers in this room, actually. All the staff came to ask their questions. Okay. And that period for us ends October 6th. So it went very well. And
good.
Probably.
Which carriers were there? Remember our family?
Yeah, we had United Healthcare, Blue Shield, HealthNet, Kaiser, Mass Mutual, and our benefits broker, TNN Associates.
Good. A representative from each for our 50 employees? Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Impressive.
Continuing to work on the subledger decommissioning project. We're doing some additional testing. We're starting to do some documentation, creating a narrative, which will go into the eventual plan. And then also working on some procedural development and member services. It actually goes into the workflow on how some of the reporting historically has come out of subledger and how that will map over and translate into CPAS. How that system will work going forward.
Henry.
At the last meeting, we spoke about some recruitments. I'm excited that this Friday I'm going to be having interviews for a county supervisor and have some good applications.
So good.
Excited about that. Separately, we did some good work with our banking institutions in order, and also our districts to have contributions wired directly to us, so we can get immediate credit through the whole contribution collection process. So that's all good.
Good.
Good job.
Good. Karen.
No report today. Thank you.
Tim.
Just a real quick follow-up from the liquidity management presentation there. Since this search was conducted a little bit differently, we conducted a lot of the due diligence at the staff and consultant level up front. Trustees have normally been involved in on-sites after the decision. Here, I kind of need to hear from the trustees which firms you want to conduct on-sites with. Do you want on-sites with all of them? Is it a subset? And we can start to work on some dates there. So I'm going to be sending an email follow-up with all of you. Just let me know. We've got a couple placeholder dates, just placeholders at this point, but September 29th with the DFA in Santa Monica. We did that in conjunction with the Carpenter annual meeting going on down there. And then we're looking at October 5th. With Insight in New York in conjunction with the Torchlight annual meeting. SIT, being in Minneapolis, not a manager-heavy place for us. We'll have to schedule a special meeting if the trustees want to go there, but I'll follow up with an email.
What was the last date?
Okay.
October 5th in New York for Insight.
No.
The sooner you ever book flights, the sooner I know. I think the 29th, I might have to change the other one. I think I've already scheduled time for Torchlight.
I'll be following up with an email to everybody.
Yeah,
so
sooner the better. Works. Thank you.
Okay, and Gail.
Thank you, John. In the past, active members and retired members have received a separate newsletter. Going forward, we're actually combining it, so there'll be a combined newsletter. And this is, I think it's a better way to serve both groups, because a lot of times retirees are interested in what's going on with actives and vice versa. So I wanted to let the board know about that. It's the newsletter is called CICERA News.
Wow.
That's and also, next month, I will be bringing back a draft three-year strategic plan for CICERA for the board's consideration. And that's all I have.
I like the CICERA Gazette better.
Gazette.
Yeah.
No. Or Tatler.
Duly noted, Gabe.
Thank you.
CICERA Tatler.
I can see a downhill discussion
yeah,
starting.
You guys are getting punchy.
All right. I think our outside professional was Ed. All right. Any trustee comments?
Just one. I went through the CERL, and there's a lot of stuff on. I'm trying to learn normal costs, so you asked for training ideas. I'd like to do something to focus on how normal costs are calculated. Something simple, but then get a general overview of it.
That's a good idea. Yeah, and we've actually, I've spoken with Paul Angelo about this, and as part of the presentation of the next valuation report, he is going to have a brief overview and training on normal cost. So since we'll be talking about normal cost rates at that same time.
There's the Serral. There's all kinds of references, like the annuities. And that part I really don't understand, so that would be good.
Okay. Okay. I think we're ready for adjournment.
Move to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Adjournment approved.
All right.
Thank you all.